police responding to a tip about a suspect with a handgun shot Terrence Fletcher in the thigh during a foot chase in the downtown area last Friday afternoon. The 21-year-old Fletcher, who is black, was treated for his injuries. He's now facing weapons charges and is being held on bond. The Central Branch Delaware NAACP called this week for the state to find an independent investigator to look into the shooting. Branch President Lamar Gunn says he has faith in the Dover Police Department and State Attorney General's abilities to do their due diligence.
But in this particular case, it's just a strong sign to say, hey, listen, we don't have anything to hide, and that we want a community that 100% trust what we're doing.
Gunn says a completely independent investigator with no Delaware ties would give the community the utmost confidence in whatever comes of the case. He says their concerns date in part to the 2014 case of a Dover police officer caught on video kicking a suspect in the head. That officer wasn't initially indicted by a grand jury, which Gunn says shed light on possible objectivity issues within the system. AG's office spokesman Carl Konevsky says the new Office of Civil Rights and Public Trust has been handling police investigations in Delaware since AG Matt Den took office in January.
These are investigators who are separate from the investigators that typically work with police agencies, so they are, you know, purely objective. So we have complete faith and trust in their objectivity and in the job they'll do.
Konevsky wouldn't comment on next steps, but said Den is typically open to those kinds of discussions. And Gunn says conversation is key right now. He says incidents like last week's can bring communities together or drive racial and police tensions even higher. He's concerned that's already happening after two locals were arrested for disorderly conduct in the wake of Fletcher's shooting after allegedly shouting at police on scene. And Gunn says the fact that bystanders ran when police arrived just before the shooting, according to witnesses, illustrates a larger issue.
People are afraid of the police, and I think that's a problem.
Annie Ropeek, Delaware Public Media.